You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's time for Property Tuesday. It's time for us to reflect on the property markets in some way, shape or form. Today we're looking specifically at the rental markets and how they have fared in 2025. I'm joined on the line by the Commercial Director at PayProp South Africa, Michelle Dickens, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Michelle, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. The rental markets have, over the years, performed quite differently to the buying and selling side of property. And we know that rental demand tends to be a lot more seasonal and perhaps more dynamic than the long-term property investment space. How did it fare in 2025?
So I think property fared quite nicely. Property investments, the tenant behavior, the buy-to-let market, it all fared really well in 2025. We had interest rate cuts, and that always helps. It helps in a number of different areas. As you mentioned, on the selling side, you've got better buyer sentiment, better first-time home buyers, and definitely buyer sentiment in terms of people wanting to invest in buy-to-let markets. With interest rates coming down, we also see an improvement in tenant behavior. So we tend to see better affordability, and tenants have more disposable income, which helps in terms of what they're attracted to rent. Basically, the year ended on a good note. We've had, starting off maybe 18 months ago, we peaked at rental escalations of 6%. We've stayed fairly high above inflation, so real returns for the whole year. Slowly coming down to ending in December at 4.5% average national rental growth, which is still not bad. In real terms, we're still positive. Different parts of the regions faring better. Western Cape has outperformed, but has slowly started to come down and kind of come back to normalize with the rest of the national average. We finished the year off in all but the best performance in terms of tenant collections. So we had the second lowest on record number of tenants that are in arrears, and the lowest value in terms of those tenants that are in arrears. How much are they in arrears by? We saw that sitting at the lowest value. So to give some numbers to that, 17% of tenants ended in December with some level of arrears on their accounts, and the average value of those arrears was 71% of a calculation of rent to what their arrears were. So that's come down substantially from kind of, when you give context to that, the pandemic period, we were above 100%. So it's been coming down nicely over the last 5 years.
Michelle, you mentioned the buy-to-let market growing in a bit of popularity and a bit of strength from a market perspective. Does that mean that investments into investment properties are still continuing to follow the trends that we've been seeing? We know that a lot of interest is taken in the form of Airbnbs and perhaps just putting properties out onto the rental market. Is that a sign that there's still interest in perhaps buying those assets, not to stay in, but to generate income from?
Absolutely. I mean, if we were to look at, for example, our partner in banking, PayProp is a payment processing platform. We're a fintech company. We process rental to the tune of, in December, 1.7 billion rands worth of rent just in the December market. And our banking partner in this is Absa Bank. So if we were to look at the home buyer sentiments from Absa Bank in quarter four of last year, not only was the buying sentiment the best it's ever been, joint best it's ever been, but the investor sentiment was also joint top of what it's been in the past on record. And so that speaks to a sentiment of people saying, yes, I'm interested in the buy-to-let market. Does it result in purchases of buy-to-let? Yes, we've seen a result in that as well. You've mentioned, though, Airbnb in the short-term market, and I do believe that people acquire a taste for either purchasing for Airbnb or for purchasing for investment for long-term. We do often see people ending up in I'm a landlord by default because I have a primary residence, I've moved up or I've moved on or I've migrated, and therefore my original residence I'm going to put on the rental market. that's not someone going into the market from a buy-to-let investor or from an Airbnb investor. And I do believe the properties that attract either one of those two types of residential investment, the type of property will dictate where those people either go long-term or short-term. So I personally don't believe that a lot of what would be long-term rentals end up in the buy-to-let market, and therefore Western Cape would be an example, or, for example, your coastal areas where there's a lot of Airbnb on the market. I don't believe that takes off your investment buy-to-let market.
Michelle, what has tenants concerned and what has landlords concerned at this stage in the rental space?
Well, the main concern for tenants is safety and security, low-maintenance property, costs, absolutely. Not just the cost of the property, but the costs of the additional charges, utilities, water, electricity, parking, refuse, sewerage, all the additional costs that get added on. So having a very clear understanding of what the final value is of the rental invoice at the end of the month is really, really important, and being able to keep manage those costs going forward. From a landlord perspective, the things that keep landlords awake at night is the quality of the tenant that's being placed and the ability to collect rent timelessly and get it back into the hands of the landlord as quickly as possible. And the other things that affect the market as a whole from the estate agent perspective, from a rental market perspective, is being able to attract landlords and grow portfolios and ensure that these portfolios remain profitable. So from a landlord's perspective, where we see rental growth still nice and a little bit above what inflation is at the moment, landlords feel less pressure. But as soon as we see that switch where our rental growth dips below what inflation is, the cost of holding the property becomes more expensive, and our ability to increase the rent in line with that doesn't quite meet. And so that's when landlords start to feel a little bit of a pinch from a financial perspective. And that's when you see landlords sometimes wanting to say, oh, maybe I'll go and DIY my own property myself. And being too close to a tenant, you know, sometimes tenants can take advantage of this from a landlord perspective.
Michelle, before I let you go, looking ahead into 2026, do you expect certain rental trends to continue from a market perspective and from a performance perspective? And do we expect that the rental market will grow into this year?
Absolutely. The rental market, by its very nature, as we've seen a slowdown in property transactions, and as we've seen that the average age of a first-time home buyer has leapt up to 38, that by its very nature means that our tenant market remains strong with strong demand. And so where we have a market with strong demand, we just have to ensure that we keep up with supply in terms of new builds coming onto the market. And if we can keep up with supply, we'll have a very strong market going forward. I think the aspects that will be key to determine the strength of the tenants would be interest rates. If we have some more interest rate cuts, that would, of course, improve tenant affordability, and tenants would have access to a wider variety of properties. As we start to see interest rates go up, though, then we start to see a change in behavior. Budgets become a little tighter. Disposable income becomes a little tighter. And we start to see default rates going up. So it's critical at this stage to ensure that affordability is one of the key metrics that our investors are paying close attention to in the placement of tenants right now. Because in 12 months' time, whichever way those interest rates go, it'll have an effect on their behavior.
The rental market for 2025 certainly had a robust year from a performance perspective, and 2026 now suddenly becoming a little less certain, but still boding well for renters and landlords alike. I think we'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Michelle for those insights and for the time. Michelle Dickens, the commercial director at PayProp South Africa, joining us to take a look at the rental market in 2025 and what it might look like this year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.